Hey everyone, what's going on? Welcome to a brand new review on the Sam Basile podcast on the Ambiguous Podcast Solutions. And right now I'm going to be doing a review for the brand new A24 film Civil War, which stars Kirsten Dunst, Kaylee Spaney, Wagner Moreira, and was written and directed by Alex Garland.
19 states have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The future president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything on.
Are you guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America?
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
Now, Civil War focuses on a team of journalists who travel across the United States during a rapidly escalating second American Civil War, which is engulfed in the nation. And this is a movie that has kind of been highly anticipated for the last couple of months because of the significance given the nature and the topic of the film, and especially, I think, the times that we're living, and especially in America, we have the upcoming 2024 election. So there's a lot of angst and anxiety, I think, going into this movie, and I think people are looking to see what this film is about. It's been getting a ton of great reviews. I'm somebody who is a really big fan of Alex Garland's work, especially on the directorial front. I think films like Ex Machina, Annihilation are incredible films. And so I was really looking forward to this one. It looked kind of epic in its scope and scale, especially coming for A24, who is kind of known to do great, great work more on the lower budget scale. And to make a movie like this, which had its biggest budget to date at around $50 million, was very exciting to see. And so I know that they're trying to get more into the not the $200 million, $150 million blockbuster, but in their own ways they're trying to become a blockbuster force, make kind of bigger skeptical films. And this is the next step, or one of the first steps in them doing that, with a film like Civil War. So I was really excited going into this movie, hearing a lot of the really good hype and reviews around it, being a fan of the director, knowing that he can make great work, loving the cast and who's a part of this film. So going into it, very excited, and coming out of it, I gotta say, it lived up to the hype. I think this was an incredible movie from start to finish. I think this is Alex Garland's, one of his best films to date. Honestly, if I were to rank the four films that he's directed between Ex Machina, Annihilation, Men in 2022, and this movie, I would say Civil War takes the cake as his second best film as a director and a writer as well. And I think it's not as good as Ex Machina. I think that film is just far and away his masterpiece, quote unquote, for what he's done in his filmography. But I think this is right next to there and takes it over Annihilation, for at least my personal preference. I think this film is exquisite. I think this is a film that it's not what people are going to be expecting from this movie, and I don't think it's going to be the film that it's been marketed to be. And I don't think it's gonna, if you go in with the notion of what you think this film is going to be, especially hearing what this film could entice, what this film could bring politically and all this stuff, I don't think that's the film that people are going to come out of when watching this film. And I think that's for all the better. I think what Alex Garland does first and foremost as a writer in this film, and how he tackles this story, is genius. I think the having this film be kind of a film about the press and the journalism front of a war is a great way to dive in deep into this angle of the story. And I think it does a really good job of showcasing the underrated work of not just journalism, but war journalism, and the things that people go through when they're photographing or interviewing or taking videography of the plights and the perils of war and death and destruction that takes a part of it. And not just in what they're capturing, but also to themselves, what war does to them. And even though military people and people in the Army, the Navy, they go through PTSD of actually being in war, the people that cover this stuff also suffer from that. And I think it does a great job of tapping into the post-traumatic stress disorder that journalists take forth in this. And I think capturing that from the lens of what Kirsten Dunst's character is able to do was a brilliant angle and way to kind of go with the story of this film. And I think for the audience, it allows for them to kind of get into the war from a perspective that doesn't really actually take sides and actually doesn't show the both factions of the army. Sure, as you're encountering the journey that these characters are going on, you're seeing the different factions of this war and where they're coming from and the kind of the scary nature of all those points and the aspects that these Americans are fighting with each other, and that these are people that were neighbors and friends and family members and all this infighting that's going on, but you're not actually within the characters of the army. They're kind of more of third party figures while you're following this group of journalists as they kind of go from point A to point B. And this film very much reminded me and had hints and similarities of a film like Apocalypse Now. I think it very much is a journey film throughout the stages of war as these characters are trying to go from one place to another place and in an objective destination. I don't want to really get into details and kind of spoil anything for what they're trying to do, but I think it allows to kind of get from this destination and this journey while also showcasing the trials and tribulations and trauma of this war that is going on, kind of like how Apocalypse Now did it with the Vietnam War and through the character of Martin Sheen and how a soldier goes through the traumatic experiences of war and how that changes the psyche of somebody. Again, kind of going back to the post-traumatic stress of this world and of a journalist, and especially in wartime, I think it does a great job of showcasing what these characters go through, what they're willing to do to get a great shot, to get a great angle that makes it better for their portfolio, and showcasing the lengths that they're willing to go for their work and how that changes them. And I think some of these characters are more seasoned. Some of them are kind of right in the beginnings of their career, and to kind of see the shift and change that happens with some of these characters is very, very interesting. And I think as a writer as well, what makes Alex Garland so great is the way that he's able to kind of go on this journey and really dive deep into every single aspect of this film. And again, not taking really any sides per se. Sure, some things get politicized here and there, but it's not an overtly political film. And I think for the better, I think it balances that really, really well. And kind of the structure of the story, I think the first two acts very much focus on the journey that these characters go on. But the third act of this film is one that people are really going to be talking about. If you're looking for that big, epic scope that you're seeing from the trailers, that act delivers in so many ways. And I think a lot of the $50 million budget was very much spent on the last 20, 30 minutes of this film to deliver on the war aspect of this movie. And I think it also does a great job of kind of culminating all the journeys of these characters in a really satisfying way that makes sense in the journeys and the stories that we've seen from the very beginning of this movie. So I think it just is an incredible job on a story front, on a character front, and I also think it's a great job on a directorial front. As again, Garland is somebody who has always been a great writer, but over the years has showcased how great of a director he is, and just the three films that he has done over the past decade plus at this point almost in these three films, and now with this one being his fourth one. And I think what he does a great job of doing in this film is kind of making it like a guerrilla war like filmmaking tactic that he takes. Everything is very kind of close together, intense, in your face filmmaking that makes you feel the intensity and the severity of the situation and the scale and the risks that they're taking in the journey these characters are going on right now. And a lot of it doesn't feel kind of free. And sure, you have great visual shots that are showcasing the scope and the environment, but everything is very tense and meticulous, and you don't know really what's around the other corner. So as an audience member, you're very much kind of you're kind of seeing what's going to happen next, where these people kind of coming from. And even though these people are oppressed, what are they going to be? Are their lives in peril? Are they not in peril? What is the mindset for these Americans in each and every aspect of these towns that they go into? So I think his directorial design in this film is very interesting, and from beginning to end really dives deep into these intense environments. And he makes even going driving through back roads intense and not knowing what's going to happen, whether you're in the trees or you're on the road, what's necessarily going to happen to these people. So I think the way that he's able to showcase the different camera angles and the designs and the the close-ups and the medium shots, and how he is able to focus on certain people in an intense way and just focus on their state of mind is very interesting. I think as a director, he's able to really visually get that point across. Another big aspect to this isn't just visually, but it's sound-wise. It's within the acoustics. I think right in the first couple of seconds of this film, you just get the A24 logo, all the sound is kind of going haywire, and you immediately know the kind of sound design that Garland and his sound crew were going for in this film, and that is a big part in the aspect of this film. Especially if you go see this film in either Dolby or IMAX and you get that surround sound, you feel like you're in the midst of it, especially in that third act where you get this big war scope going on. It is just intense from beginning to end, and you're on the edge of your seat. So hats off to the sound team for what they were able to do from the very beginning of this film. Going to some of the performances, the two that really stood out to me and a really good cast, Kirsten Dunst and Kaylee Spaney, who played in the role of Priscilla Presley in last year's Priscilla with Sofia Coppola, and she is somebody to really watch out for in these next couple of years. And I thought her and Kirsten Dunst were able to play this great kind of protege mentor kind of relationship as these war photojournalists. And again, I think it showcases Kirsten Dunst's more hardened personality and then the journey that Kaylee Spaney's character goes through in this film and kind of the rough edges that she has as somebody who's just trying to get into this field. And then by the end of it, seeing where her character goes, I think it's a great arc for both of them and where they're really going and how they're feeling. And for Kaylee Spaney's character to really get into the nitty gritty of war and seeing what it's really all about, I think was a great way to, again, focus into this film and not really showcase all the other stuff that's going on. That's part of the journey, but it's about these characters and what they're experiencing throughout this war. And I think you needed that in a film like this where you could go in so many different directions, but this is the smart way of going about it, staying as neutral as possible. And I think the journalism aspect is the best way to go about that. I think Jesse Plemons is somebody who steals the scenes that he's in. Of course, it's that famous scene that we see in the trailer when he's asking, "What kind of Americans are you?" That scene, which is incredible, he delivers in every aspect in that intense moment. And again, he is just a fantastic actor, and the way that he performs off of his wife and Kirsten Dunst and Kaylee and Wagner and all these other people is really, really good. And so that's definitely a highlight scene to definitely keep your eyes out for, and one that delivers in every aspect that was looked at and teased about in the trailer. But overall, this is a incredible, incredible film and one of the best of 2024 so far. I think for Alex Garland, who has said in recent press interviews for this movie that this is probably going to be the last time he is directing a film and he's going to focus more on his writing. And if that is the case, what a film to go out on. I mean, this is truly, I think, one of his best films, his second best before or over or right around where Ex Machina is. That's still number one to me, but it's over Annihilation, which is still a very good film. But to me, what he was able to do with this one, both in terms of visual sound, but also the story and the characters, was just absolutely outstanding. I highly recommend checking this one out in theaters, in IMAX specifically. I think the premium level format really kind of gives you that visceral experience that I think they want you to have in this film. And again, I think that it is going to leave people a little unsettled. I don't think it's going to be the big political film that people are looking for and what they think this movie is going to be. It is a little bit different, but sometimes when I see these movies in the market for them and knowing that it's from more of an indie studio, that sometimes it might tease that it's this big epic kind of film, and sometimes it doesn't really turn out to be that, and sometimes it's a completely different film. And in some aspects, it is a different film than what you're getting from the marketing, but I do think it delivers on that. I do believe it delivers in providing a great form of entertainment and warning and really kind of diving into all these different aspects. And sometimes I am disappointed by that, where it's not what I think it's going to be, even though it's teasing this something that's really, really cool. But I do think this time around it delivers on that front, and I was very surprised by that, and I was very happy about it. And I think overall people will go into this film, will learn some things, but I think they will come out entertained. I think they will maybe come out a little bit, not skeptical or sketchy, but I think they'll come out maybe maybe wanting to talk about some things. I think it would be a really good conversation starter. And I do think Alex Garland crafted one of the best films of 2024 so far. Overall, I give Civil War a 9.2 out of 10 stars. Go see this on the big screen. It is well worth the price of admission. And I think overall, you'll have a really good time. I think this film is definitely going to start conversations for better, for worse, but it is a conversation starter nonetheless that people, I think, will be talking about for the next couple of weeks, months to come. And this is definitely one that I would highly recommend to check out. If you have seen Civil War, what have you thought about it? Let me know down below in the comment section of this podcast and leave your thoughts. But with that down and out of the way, that will do it for this review on the Sam Bissell podcast. Once again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to check out my channel for more content. You can check me out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, SoundCloud, and much more. Also, make sure to tune in onto the Ambiguous Podcast Solutions, and be sure to check out the other amazing shows that are on this podcast, such as You Mad Bro, the number one source to see what the internet is pissed off about on a weekly basis. Also, make sure to check out Goal Driven Professionals, geared toward improving client relations, return on investment, customer acquisition choices for independent businesses and services. Also, make sure to check out The Daily Grind, a weekly motivational podcast with Kelly Johnson, give you everyday tips and key takeaways on reaching your goals. Also, along the way, make sure to check out these other amazing shows on the podcast solutions, such as Wrestle Addict Radio, WrestleMania Podcast, and Midnight Showing. You can check these out and so much more on the website, ambiguouspodcastsolutions.com, also on Facebook and X/Twitter at Real Ambiguous. And if you want to check out Kinnaby Treehouse, use the coupon code Ambiguous. Also, make sure to follow me on social media. You can find me on X/Twitter at Bissell Samuel. That's BUSSELLSAMUEL. And also on Facebook at Sam Bissell. Once again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning into this review. And until next time, keep on screening.
The Western forces will reach the White House on July 4th.
Oh my God.
Get in the car! Get in the car! Move, move, move!
You're gonna hang back.
I'm not hanging back.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Go, 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 go!
God bless America.